Yeah. Nochum, you there? Okay.
Yes, I'm here. I'm ready.
Fine. Everybody ready? Okay, let's start. Take a look at the text first of all. Let's have a look at the text first of all. Mizma l'soida, hoida al akiras hara. Remember last week we've said that hoidu is this part of Psukei Nezimah removes the kitugim, removes the malachei chabola, the hazards, the influences which come in from the world, from the secular world, and my own also hindrances as well. And therefore, once you come to Ashrei and Yehi Chavod and Ashrei, then it's when Shevach L'Hidor. But the first part of Psukei Nezimah removes the kitugim, removes the areas, the areas which perhaps might damage and tarnish the karech of your tefillah. We mentioned that that's hoidu, and that's why we say Mizmo Shir Hanukkah Sabai Zadobid, we mentioned as well. That's the praise which we say book one after the Kalbanas. Mizmo Nesoida does the same thing, Rabbi said. Look what he says in the Sefer. Ula'acha shezochinu al yedei psukei hoidu v'shaber ulevate karech hara. After we've mentioned what we said, I just mentioned just now, after you said hoidu, you remove all the karech hara. Onu oimim alze Mizmo Nesoida. We give a thanks. A praise. As you know, Mizmor Nesoida was said in the Beis HaMikdash. It was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. There were actually 11 Pesukim in Tehillim which were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. This is, I think, the last one, number 11, Mizmor Nesoida. When you bring a Korban Torah, it's also written also for the Lasid Lavoi, for the Gula Shleim as well, which we'll see in a few minutes. But Anu Oimim Alzel Mizmor Nesoida, Shehu HaMizmor Sheyomu Gam LaOsid Lavoi, LaAcha SheYisbatel Koyach HaUmois. All the evil will be removed from the world, meaning after the world, the wars of Gog and Magog, after the Tumah has been taken away. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, Lasid Lavoi. But that's why he says, Hariyu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Hariyu Lashem, shout out, rejoice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'oshon Tichel, where all the evil and the Tumah will be removed from the world. Va'anachnu nivchalnu liyoyz amay v'tzoyim arisa. And we, it will be seen and shown that we are the Amsagula. We are the chosen people, we are the flock, we are the most dedicated, the most intimate, and the most closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of this Torah. And similarly, we do the same thing every single day. We remove all the Koichos Hara and the Tumah, and therefore, we say Mizmor Nesoida. Just like in the future, Mizmor Nesoida will be like the announcement, the declaration of removing all the Tumah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Hashem Lemelech, and Klal Yisrael will be the Am Segula. So we do the same thing every day, in a miniature scale, in a much lesser scale, meaning we remove the Kitugim, and then our Koichos of Tefillah go ahead. That's, Mizmor Nesoida is really a Hemshech, a continuation of Hoidu, what we said last week. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oibim Mizmor HaKach. We'll see what Nusach Vad says. Nusach Vad says Mizmor Nesoida in a different order. Let's finish off what he said. Yachad im zois, anu moidim b'mizmor zeh, al kohanim she'ein anu yoidim aleihem. There's a recognition also here for the miracles which we don't know about, which we do know about, which you don't know about as well. K'muva b'sida hashloh v'hayayvitz. L'fi she'ein b'y neis v'odom. No day goes by without a neis taking place. We don't recognize these nisim. We don't see it all. We see certain nisim that happen, certainly when a nisim doesn't hit target. When we see people who are saved, and people, even though houses are destroyed, but people are saved, we see tremendous nisim which are going on nowadays. But there's so many nisim which we don't know about. That's why we say Mizmor Nesoida every single day. In the Ramah brings down in Nun Aleph. The Mizmor Zeh Bob the Mokim Korban Torah. This is brought in place of the Korban Torah. Shahayu Makrivim Ala Nisim She'iru Lahem. When a person has a nace in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so he'll bring a Korban Torah. So Mishum Hochi, Ein Oimim Moisa. That's the reason why you don't bring, say, Mizmor Nesoida on Shabbos, but you don't bring a Korban Torah on Shabbos. You don't bring a Korban, it's not Doicha Shabbos, a Korban Torah. But Alkein Kosov HaLavush, and therefore Lavush says, She'yesh La'ema Benigvina. And therefore, one of the reasons, I think it's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well, that you should sing Mizmor Nesoida. In Eish Kodesh, they sing Mizmor Nesoida? Someone mentioned to me? Rafi?
Yes. Yes, they sing it. Yes, they sing Mizmor Nesoida.
Yeah, I saw also that Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo also says one should sing it. I don't know, I've never been in a shul, except I'm in the Eish Kodesh.
It's the Mechaber. It's a Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber.
Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber, we should sing it, right. Mivnei Shehu Shir Noeh. We'll come to it in a minute. Let's finish up what he said here. It was said when he bring a carbon toida, Shahayu Makwivim, Lasei Shebach, Vahaida, Lelokim, Al Kalatoiba Shikaman. And all the thanks to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good that he's done to us. That's what reason why we say it. That's the reason why we say Mizmor Seida. It's an appreciation on a miniature scale. The Osid Lava, it will refer to Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it for the Gula Shleima. We do it on a minor scale also. We move all the Kitrugim, and then we can start with Nichavoid and Ashrei. Let's finish up. Actually, I saw Rabbi, many people, I think many people bring down, well, she should stand up for Mizmor Seida. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, do you stand up for Mizmor Seida?
Yes. The Arch Paul Siddur, it also says you stand.
I looked up in the Mishnah Berurah that the Shari Tshuva brings down that you don't have to stand up. I think in the Siddur HaGro it says that once you say Baruch Sha'omah, you can sit down until Ishtaba. And the Shari Tshuva says people are annoyed to stand up for it also, but I don't know. It's the Chiyuv, I don't think so. People are accustomed to stand up for Mizmor Seida. Maybe right. Because it was instead of a Kolban, and when you bring a Kolban, you have to stand up for a Kolban. Maybe that's the reason why. Kolban Toidosh, maybe that's the reason why. The reason why we say Mizmor Seida is to make a recognition and a clear declaration and testimony that the whole world exists because of Nisim. Let's have a look at Rabbi Yisrael. Remember the Lashon of the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Let's look at this Lashon. He mentions it here, I think. Let me read out for you. From the great wondrous miracles like Kriyas Yamsuf, the template, Matan Torah, Odom Moida Benisim Anistorim, says the Rabban. We recognize also the hidden miracles, which happen here in Eretz Yisrael all the time. The hidden miracles, unbelievable miracles which happen. Shehem Yisoid HaTorah Kula, which is the Yisoid of all the Torah. She'ein La'odom Chelek the Torah Smoshe Rabbeinu, says the Rabban. A person doesn't have a portion, a section, any alliance, any connection to Torah Moshe Rabbeinu at Shenam until we believe. Shekol Dvar Reinu Mikra, everything that happens to us. Kulam Nisim She'ein Bohem Teva Min Hagat Shalom. There's no such thing as Teva, as nature. It's all Korah Me Hashem. Mikra is Korah Hashem. It's all Min Hashemayim. Be'barabim Be'im Yochid, whether it's for the many, whether it's for the individual. If a person keeps the mitzvah, he gets a reward. Everything is a nate, and that's the basis of it. That's what the Ramban brings down. That's what we're referring to it. Mizmor Seida recognizes that point. That's the reason why we have Mizmor Seida. Mizmor Seida recognizes the point that everything is a nate. That's the purpose behind it all.
Mm-hmm. And I've always had a question, what's the reason we don't say it on Shabbos? Because we're not really bringing a korban, like we're just like a zecher of the korban. But why is that a reason not to thank Hashem for things we're thankful for on Shabbos? Like we're not really bringing a korban. It's just like zecher of the korban.
Yes.
So is there some other message like that? Why we're not saying thank you to Hashem on Shabbos? Is that I'm wondering if so.
I think the halacha being said it was bought instead of a korban toda.
Yeah, well, you're not bringing a korban. You're just saying a parak of Tehillim about toda.
I hear the point.
I never understood why we don't say it on Shabbos. It doesn't seem to be like the real reason. I mean, maybe it is. I mean, it seems like there's much something deeper behind it.
Yes, I do.
Why we wouldn't say it? Yeah.
So the Archful comments on that says the Thanksgiving offering was not offered on the Sabbath and festivals when only communal offerings could be brought. Therefore, the psalm is omitted on those days.
Yes, it's not doicha, it's a korban yochid. It's a korban yochid, it's not a korban tibur. When you say mizmor shir by mizmor, it's not a mizmor of the levim, it's a mizmor of the yochid, individual. And there's no korban yochid on the Shabbos. The person actually, it's interesting that, you know, when you bring a korban chatos, a korban osham, so you have to make a vidui on it. You put your hands on it to make a vidui. The toida, the hoidah, which a person says when he brings a korban, is his own like vidui. It's instead of the vidui. So it's like korban yochid. And you know, there's a thing of being a korban yochid on Shabbos. Maybe that's a mean. But I accept your point, Eitan. I think you're right. In reality, it's a hoidah which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote for the osid lovai. So I don't know. I can't answer that question. Why it's not included.
It's hard to say Erev Shabbos as part of the Kabbalat Shabbat.
What we say, we don't say it then.
No, Sfardim do.
Sfardim do say it?
Yeah, part of the last, just before Mizmor David, we add Mizmor Toda.
Mizmor
Toda.
Mizmor Soda is actually connected. And another Shaila is, why doesn't it say Mizmor Soda in the Korbanot? If it's connected to the Korban Toda, why doesn't it belong there? That's a question as well. If it's a Korban Toda, then really you should go with the Korbanot. When we say in the Korbanot, we should say Mizmor Soda there. The reason is, I think, because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it for the Gula Shlema, for the future. And therefore, since it's in the future, for that reason, it's being brought there for that reason. You follow? In other words, it's there as a Hoidofa Kodesh Kolkula Osid Lodvay. And therefore, it's mentioned in Pesukei Dezimrah. It really should be in the Korbanos, in the Korban Toda. But I can't answer your question, Eitan, why we don't say it. The Maaseh, but the Hodor is certainly there. Maybe the rest of Pesukei Dezimrah, we have to think of that.
So he said in the Shulchan, in the Ramah brings in the Shulchan Aruch that the Korban Toda is not brought on. Oh no, sorry, that's on Pesach because of it's got chametz in it. Sorry, that's not.
That's a different. That's a different.
Yeah, it's a different reason. Yeah, sorry.
Interesting. You see, Obi Korban, I think, where you bring chametz, there were half the loaves were bought of chametz and half the loaves were bought with matzah. Half were matzah and half of that. And I saw an interesting point of Rav Schwab mentions on that, that the reason why half were for the matzah is because matzah represents a time of great stress. So you bring a Korban Toda for then stress, and the chametz represents the nisim of every single year. In other words, half, all the miracles which were like you were stressed by, and those miracles which you might not reckon, which chametz which is regular for every single day. And that's the difference between them. That's why the half is born like that.
I'm thinking maybe we don't say Mizmor Toda on Shabbat is because Shabbat is the thank you from Hashem to us. And you can't say like thank you on the day that Hashem is saying thank you to you. Like he's giving you Shabbos as a thank you.
It's actually even more. Yeah. I can say even more. You can say it no for that reason.
No, but you're the whole. It's just saying it's thank you enough. The Shabbos itself, but is thank you enough by saying Mizmor Toda? Is that enough? Because your envelope and whole of Shabbos is that Mizmor Toda enough for the Shabbos to be for Hashem? Like you're limiting it to just Mizmor Toda. The Hashem is giving you the Shabbos of the whole day. I'm saying Mizmor Toda. I should be saying it all day long.
I hear. Let's have a look at the paragraph, boys. Maybe he says at the end, he mentions something about shrouding. Let's just put it at the end. Say that Mizmorim Nanal, if he say the Nusach Hasfad, if he Nusach Tfad, Oimim Tehila, the Chila Haidu. First of all, you say Haidu, Achwasa Samakatrigim, as I mentioned, to remove the Kitrugim. But Achawab, I mentioned last week, remember 29 Psukim, 15 of history and 14 of the future. And then you mention the Psukim of Bakosha, Yeshua, and Rachamim, which is in the whole basis of Haidu. That's the removing the Kitwogim. The Afo of Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, the Haidais Amashu Zachinu, the Hosam, the privilege that we have, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, the Baisa Dobbin, is that we were able to remove all the Kitwogim. The Alpiyah, Mizmor the Soda, Alshah Nisim, and any other Nisim which happened to us, shall call Yom the Yom. That's Mizmor the Soda. Take a look that way, sir. Let's have a look at the Perik itself, and let's look at it in a little bit. Interesting, I was thinking, you know, a person brings a Korban Toda, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in ratio test, he brings a Korban Toda for Alba Tzarichim Lahoidos. Yoidei Hayom, person goes down to the sea, Gesha'olo Mimena, when you come up from the sea, Hoyleche Midbois, you go in the Midbar, Gesha'agiyo Lashub, when you arrive at a safe place, Misho Hayachoyle, someone who was sick and he recovered, Misho Hayachobot Veis Asumim, the Yotzah. Interesting, Shulchan Aruch then gives a mnemonic, the Simonet, Bachol Hachayim Yadu Choselo. Hachayim, Ches is for Chavush, Yud is for Yisurin, Yod is for Yom, and then is for Nidbor. But now, that's when you say being a Korban Toda. You bring a Korban Toda for thing. Interesting, nowadays we say a benching Hagoyimah. I wonder if they made benching Hagoyimah because we don't bring a Korban Toda. Since we can't bring a Korban Toda, therefore we say bench Hagoyimah, make a bracha over it. I wonder if that's a replacement for it. We do say Mizmor Lasoida. But we also say, in addition today, we say a bench hagoyman if someone goes through these things. Person recovers from an illness or travels somewhere. I don't know if hagoyman is instead of that. Interesting. There isn't a chiyuv to being a korban toida, is there? There isn't a chiyuv to being a korban. A korban toida is a rotzai, livotzai nechem tizbachu. If you have a look in I looked at the posuk in Vayikra. The chiyuv is peret kof beis, kofet kofet. The chiyuv is the zebach toida l'ashem, livotzai nechem tizbachu. There's no heel to being a Korban Toda. The person wants to be a Korban Toda. That's why he brings it. It's It's a watson. A watson toast. Says the Rashi, "Ma watson be yamahu yochem." You have a watson to bring a korban, but you're not mechuyah to bring a korban toidum. It's a nedava. Nedava like korban shlomim. Interesting there. No, you're not mechuyah to bring a korban toidum. Let's have a look at the perek together. Maybe we'll go through the perek and have a look. See what the perek says. Haliyu Hashem kol ha'olet. Haliyu is an expression of like exclamation, of screaming out, of giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haliyu Hashem kol ha'olet. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha bayu lafonu b'yonana. You should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, bayu lafonu b'yonana, and come with great rejoicing. Interesting. Chazal also says, Ivdu es Hashem b'yiro. They ask a question, Ivdu es Hashem b'yiro. What does it mean, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha? I don't know. I never had a problem with that. I remember in Chazal, I remember once saw it. If a person is Oved Hashem b'yiro, so he is Oved b'simcha, no? If a person can be Oved Hashem b'yiro, then he is b'simcha. Sorry? Someone said something?
Meaning, if you're an Eved already, does that mean you already have the Yira? And so if you're an Eved, you may as well serve in Besimcha.
I'm suggesting a little bit more than that, Rabbi. I'm suggesting that if a person is Oved Hashem B'Yira, then you should be Besimcha, because that is a great happiness that you can able to Oved Hashem B'Simcha, B'Yira, to be able to do such a thing like that. I saw a Loshen in the Zohar. Zohar explains a little bit differently. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha talks to Eretz Yisrael. Ivdu es Hashem b'yiro refers to Kutzal. It's why. It's if a person is living in Eretz Yisrael, which is a makom of the Shechina. Makom of the Shechina. Shechina only comes when a person is b'simcha, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael is begeder b'simcha. To be oved Hashem b'simcha in order to be mekabel pnei Shechina, which is in Eretz Yisrael.
That's why.
That's how the
because kohanim only in Eretz Yisrael every day because of the simcha, no?
Yeah, maybe there's a connection to that. Yes, could be that as well. Yes. The chashivas of being Oved Hashem b'simcha is a tremendous importance to it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Simchas Torah, it's interesting, that three great gedolim said the only reason why they reached such heights of Torah is because they were always the kind of the mitzvah simcha, the simcha shel mitzvah. David HaMelech said that, the reason why he achieved so much, the Arizal and the Gaon. Mishnah Berurah brings down this by Hilchos Simchas Torah. That's why the importance of being Sameach on Simchas Torah. They reached the heights because they had Simcha Shel Mitzvah when they were kind of the mitzvah. Beautiful point. That was the basis behind it all. The Hashivas of being Oved Hashem b'Simcha is a tremendous mitzvah. It's like a mitzvah by itself. You remember at the end of Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam brings down that David HaMelech, when he brought the Olam, he was Oved b'Simcha. And I think Rambam says that. And someone who doesn't Oved Hashem and says, it's not for me to jump up and down and be Sameach, he's a bore, I think the Rosh of the Rambam means. He's a fool. Meaning, to put your effort into it, the Oved Hashem b'Simcha is a tremendous effort, tremendous mitzvah which a person does.
Going out.
Sorry?
Put yourself on mute if you're using the phone.
Let me read out to you a passage from Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim brings out the Hashivas of being, listen to these Lashon again. In Mesillas Yesharim Perek Yud Tes, he says, Omar Rab Eimer, Keshetia, Oymed Ispalel, when you stand in front of David, in front of my college brother, Ye Libachos Samea, you should be overjoyed. Olecho Sha'atom Ispalel Elokim, She'en Ke Yotzefon. The ability and the happiness you should have that you're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that thing should be tremendous simcha. You have the reshus to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yizoisi HaSimcha HaAmitit. That is the greatest simcha that can have, to be able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when you come to Davin, it's so important to be obeyed, to stand in front of Hashem, be yo of a simcha as well. Shiyeh libo shel odom alez. A person should be rejoicing. Al shehu zoicha la'avod lifnei Adon Yisborach, she'en kamoni. You have the privilege to be able to talk and relate to him and discuss with him and ask him. That's a tremendous simcha person should feel. I have a connection. Who are you standing in front of? Be able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you tremendous delight. I'm reading out from the Mesillas Yesharim. Tremendous privilege a person has to be able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. That should bring you the tremendous simcha. I'm not wasting my time. I'm using my time in the best possible way. I remember from the Minyan, I used to daven in the Minyan at Brevda in London. I remember I used to walk out of the Minyan after I've achieved something. 8 o'clock in the morning, and I've already done something in the day. the achievement, the accomplishment. When you daven well, you should feel, I spent my time well. I didn't just chant. I didn't just rattle the words off. I said the words. I was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should give a person great simcha. When you come to daven, you have that simcha. V'omer shlema v'moshe hozka. We should rejoice that you've been brought in close. The more a person understands and the more depth a person has in Torah mitzvahs, when you come to Davin, you make the mitzvah, you make Kiddush, you make Birchas HaMazon, any mitzvah you do, you should have more simcha than that. I've privileged to reach a higher level. Look back and see where you were 20 years ago. 30 years ago, with what I've achieved now, I'm able to talk about God's father. That's a tremendous source of blessing. The Aliva is sauce the Bekirba, and should be overjoyed that he's able to do that. Says the pastor, Yismach is of the Yosef and AC on your Gilbert Malcolm. Rejoice that you're able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the pastor is saying. And that's the Toiva. Let's go back to the prayer again. If there is Hashem, the simple Baal of one of and come to him with great rejoicing, because you have the privilege to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me just read out to you a Maisa I saw. I find it an astonishing Meiser that the Vilna Gaon, when his mother died, this Reb Zundel Salant said as follows. I want to read it out to you. I saw it in a passage somewhere. Ima shel hagor bo achrei moiso lagor. The mother of the Vilna Gaon came to him after she had died. And she told him off. She gave him tochocha. Al shohayam misabel yoisa midai alavonim shenesu. I didn't know, but the Gaon must have children who died. And she said, you're mourning too much for the children who you lost. Omra, for Adam tzorich liyosos v'sameach, a person should rejoice. Al she'adayin oidenu b'chaim, that you're still living. Because so long as you're living, you're able to be masakin things. You're still alive. This is what the mother of the Gaon kept. Don't be so miserable. Don't be so misabel on your children who have died. You should rejoice that you're still here in the world. Ki onsha gehinam gedolim ad ma'oid. V'ribach monas, the onsha min gehinam are terrible. In any matzah, don't get too down. Don't be too misabel, said the mother of the Gaon. Hashem is Elohim. So long as you're still alive, the mother told the Gaon, don't be too down, don't be too depressed. I didn't know that the Gaon lost some sons. I didn't know. But evidently, that's how the Maisa goes. You know, be the simcha with your life. In fact, you're able to do mitzvahs, you have the daven in when you put on tefillin, learn Torah, that in itself. And that's what the Perek is telling us. Let's go on a minute. This is really a continuation. Why should he be the simcha? The U, ki Hashem hu Elokim, hu asanu, v'lo anachnu amor b'tzoy marisoy. The reason why you should be simple the simcha, the U, ki Hashem hu Elokim, hu asanu, he made us. Osanu means, Osanu Vapersh, I think, writes on it. Osanu, he made us into a nation not dependent on a land. They are connected to a land. We are connected to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. He made us connected. We're not dependent on the land. We're given the land as a gift, but in reality, we are connected to our Kodesh Baruch Hu through his Torah. Now, Rabbi said there's an interesting question on this pasuk here. It's written v'loy with an aleph, but it's read as if it's loy. And that's a very difficult concept here. What is it? Do I Hashem hu Elokim hu asanu v'loy anachnu amo b'samarisa? It's written that we are not his people, but in reality, it's read as if we are his people. And that's a great contradiction here. What's the answer to this? The ksiv is with an aleph, and the kri is if it's with a vav. I saw a beautiful page, I think one of the most beautiful Mephoshim I ever saw on Tehillim. I mentioned it before, it's the Maharitz. The Maharitz of Yosef Tzvi Joshinsky, the Perush on Tehillim, beautiful Perush on Tehillim. And he says there as follows, a beautiful point. He mentions, why is it written with an Aleph and then with a Vav? Loi not and loi him. What's the difference between? And he says as follows, a beautiful Perush in the Maharitz. Explain, the Pasuk says in the Devarim, Yatzev Gubulais Amim Limisa B'nai Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch created many, many nations, all for the purpose of the numbers of Klal Yisrael. Says the Ma'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch created many, many nations of the world for the following reason, that when Klal Yisrael had to go into Golus in one nation, there's another nation where they can run to. In other words, there's one nation, for example, Germany in problem, people can go to Cuba, people can go to South America, people can go to England. You can run away from one country to another country. The reason why he created many, many countries is if Klal Yisrael don't uvot zayna kodesh baruch hu, then it's v'loy anachnu amoy, then we're not his nation. In other words, de'uki Hashem hu ason v'loy anachnu amoy, that's with an aleph, we are not, we don't do uvot zayna kodesh baruch hu, but you should know, v'loy with a vav, but we are tzayma risay. He gave us, we are his flock, we are, he looked after us as a shepherd, a beautiful point. When we don't do what Tana Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's another nation where we can go to. Yatzeh, he made another place for us. That's when Belay Anachnu, when we're not, we don't, we're not in the best performance. We don't do what Tana Kodesh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, Belay and Tzoy Marisa, but we do belong to him as Tzoy Marisa, meaning we are his flock. We, Kodesh Baruch Hu looks after us. Even though there's another, even though we don't do what Tana Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gives us another place where perhaps we can go and live as well. And that's the reason why there are many nations in the world. Beautiful treyush of the Maritz. There's always a possibility to run somewhere else. People can escape from one country to another country. And that's the reason why, that's what it means, the mitzvah b'nei Yisrael, so that people can run away. If we're together the loy with an aleph, the anachna amo, we're not behaving properly as his people, but nevertheless, loy tzoy marisa, we do belong to him as a tzoy marisa. Beautiful hezbo, I think that is. Let's go on a second. It's already 9 o'clock. Let's go on a little bit more. Come into his gates with thanks, his courtyard, Tehillah with praise, and give praise to him and bless his name. What's the Hedor here going on? Explained as follows. Come into his gates with thanks. Means after you've had the privilege to do a mitzvah, after you've had the s'us to have something which happened to you, like an ace happened to you, come into his gates with thanks, meaning later, afterward, look back and reflect on what s'us you had in the past. Come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you come into shul, you should come with thanks of what you had previously. And give thanks to him that what I had previously, you had a simcha in your family, if you had you're able to listen to a shir, if you're able to grow something, you're able to learn something, appreciate what you had in the past. A little bit like I said last week, Rabbi, saying, you know, like I mentioned to you last week, three different stages of bitachon. Vanibachastavabatati is before I trusted in your kindness. Your galibi bishua serfa is bishas maisa, says Rabbi Avraham, the son of Vilnagon. I will thank Hashem afterwards. To thank him afterwards. And Rabbi Avraham said in the name of his father, Vilnagon, the greatest test of bitachon is after. Everybody davens before something happens. Everybody davens b'shas ma'isa. But afterwards, to recall what happened, remember what you had. And that's what this pasuk is really telling us here, says Rav Volzner. Remember what you had in the past. Remember what you've just been through. Don't forget. Recall the thanks that you have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this pasuk is telling us. For HaKadosh Baruch is good forever, his kindness, and through every generation, emunasa is his faith. In reality, if you look at this pasuk, Rav Vozner says, it's really, but there are two concepts here. Emunasa is his devotion, his connection, his allegiance to us, emunasa. On the one hand, is the chesed, and in every generation, is emunasa. He's his faith. He's devoted to us. He's kind to us. What do you learn from this pasuk? So, Rav Vozner says as follows: a beautiful point. Let your thanks slip over and link on to the next generation as well. Not just you. In every generation, meaning your thanks should ripple over to your family, and your family should pick up your thanks as well. You should be able to continue it. It should be a hemshech in the next generation of your appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember some time ago, a friend once came around to me, Nelson Turner, he's now living in Bet Shemesh. He asked me a beautiful question on the Rokeah. Where do you find in Shemayne Esrei Chinuch Bonin? Where do you find the need to educate your children? Any suggestions? In all the Shemayne Esrei, where do you find the mokum in Shemayne Esrei for recognizing for children, for the next generation? Have a guess. Where would you say? Which part of Shemayne Esrei mentions about children? Well,
given the topic of Mizmor L'Soida, probably Moedim, as a guess.
Right, well done. It is in Moedim, well done. So he told me the okay, I said, sorry, look at the siddur, look at your siddur a second. Look at the words. Now stop there. Atahu. You are. Now, the siddur. Other siddurim don't put a stop. Atahu le doyvadoy. But in reality, the gon and the okay says from Zuchay Mogenish Atahu. You are Mogenish. In every generation, we will express our thanks to our pain and soon be our effort. That's where he said, told me, that's when you see a reference that not just my thanks, but the Dovodah, it should ripple over and my children should pick up the thanks which I give to our Kodesh Baruch. And that's what the paper is saying here. Moshe Rabbeinu said the same thing here as well. Let's go over the whole Perek again, Rabbi, so just to summarize all the points that we brought down. The Perek is in itself a Haidor, HaKadosh Baruch, written by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the last of the Prokim which he wrote. It's written for the Gula Shlema, for the future. Why isn't it connected to the Korbanos, the Korban Torah, was brought by Korban Torah? The reason is because it's La'osid Lovo. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it for the Gula Shlema, for the time when the future, when it will come about. And that's the Haliyah. There's no chiyuv to bring a Korban Torah. A person wants to bring it. In other words, this Haidor is your own wish, your own nedava, which you bring, which you say. And when a person is Obed Hashem, he should Obed Simcha. It says Obed B'Yirah. It's not such a contradiction. The Simcha should come because they have Yirah. You come to Dam Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was Simcha that you have that Yirah. But the Maisa, the Zohar mentions that it's a Loshon also, a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzpah Aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the Simcha, this is a Mokum, a Kedusha, and the Shechina. You only have a Shechina by a Simcha there. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a Chiyuv, the Oved Hashem, the Simcha, much more than in Chutzpah Aretz. In Chutzpah Aretz, it's Oved the Yira. We don't have a Mokum of a Shechina as we do in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Chiyuv, says the Zohar, is much more here, the Simcha. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the Simcha. Why? Because you're in the Mokum of a Shechina. The Shechina only comes because the person is the Simcha. They say, and no Novi, I think, could receive Ruach HaKodesh unless he was the Simcha. Remember the Maisa with Shaul used to play music, Menagin HaMenagin, and David HaMelech used to play as well. The music brought them to Simcha, and from that they had Ruach HaKodesh. The person doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh, it's not the Simcha. Atzus doesn't bring Ruach HaKodesh. Beautiful reason why a person should be the Simcha as well. In the time, Motzen Hashem, you have Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, when a person is the Simcha. The Simcha brings the Shechina along to him as well. The difference between being the Uki Hashem Hu Elokim. Maybe that's the Hemshech. I don't know. You go to Hashem B'Simcha because you should know. Hashem Hu Asanu. That's the reason for your simcha. That you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made us. He made us like the first said. Hu Asanu V'lo Asanu Kuel. He made us to be connected to Him. We're not dependent on the land. We're not a sovereign state which is dependent on the land. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Him, by His Torah. Below with an aleph means even if we're not mekaymos and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, still below anachna. But nevertheless, we are loy with soy marisa, even when we're not following it. There's two double meanings, like a double entendre. On the one hand, we're not, but on the end, we are below anachna tamarisa. We are connected to Him as soy marisa, even though we're not, even though we're living in Golas. And the Nafgamina is, so what's the point there? That's so the Maritz brings out the point. The Maritz explains that in reality, that's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He always creates a mokum where we can live and escape to, and that's the Tzoy Marisa. In Tzoy Marisa, we can escape to a different country. Afterwards, when you have a nes has happened to you and you're delighted of what you achieved, what you had previously, be thankful for what you have. You had a Shabbos, you had a Yom Tov, you had a Shia. Express your thanks. Yidai Hashem Lo Chasa is the chesed and the emun and devotion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and let it ripple over to the next generation as well. Over there, we'll not say. Any questions, Rabbi? Any points you'd like to bring out?
Thank you for the pshat on the loy. The way I learnt in the past, I don't know where. So it's Rafi.
Rafi, go ahead. Yeah.
Is when we say Hu Asanu. That's why I always understood it. He made us, not us. We didn't make ourselves. I can't remember where I learned that, but if you read it as it's written, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, we didn't make ourselves. That was the original way that I understood it.
Who was that? Meaning what? Kaikh
Vay Simyodi? Yeah. I'd say something along those lines. That's I can't remember. I learned it a long time ago, but I don't remember where. That was one way.
Now, Hirsch mentions that the election of Asol is we're made in a special way. We are made in order to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But your point is good. Maybe that denies the concept of you didn't make yourself. Any success you have was because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are Sanu? He made us. Mm. Any other points about what he's saying? No? Okay, we'll leave it there. Next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do Yehi Chavod. Okay. Have a good night. Have a good evening.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.